We know he said in the previous shiur that istakel be'oraisa ubara alma, that the Torah and mitzvos are a blueprint for the creation of the world. And part two of the Tariag mitzvos really goes through 10 major sugyas in Shas that govern the rules, regulations, and guidelines of these 613 mitzvos. The first klal, these are what you can call the klali ha-mitzvos, but the first klal of the 613 mitzvos is what's called ein ma'avirin ala mitzvos. The pasuk tells us in Parshas Bo, we have to know chumash ushmartem es ha-matzos. It's talking about shmura matzah. That's where we get the idea of shmura matzah, matzah shmura. And then Mechilta, who is a Tana from the time of the Tanaim, if this shiur is 5,000 years Torah history, we should know when the Perushim lived. Then Mechilta in Parshas Bo, in Parsha Tes, tells us al tikri matzos ela mitzvos. Al tikri matzos ela mitzvos. So it's a certain limud from the Mechilta on the pasuk in Parshas Bo. Comes Rashi in Yuma on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph Dibur Maschal Ein Ma'avirin. Rashi in Yuma tells us that one who is confronted, what this means is that one who is confronted by a mitzvah should not forego the opportunity to perform that mitzvah. You have to do that mitzvah. This applies in three different areas. One, the mitzvos competing with each other. When you have competitive mitzvos, you have to choose one over the other. You should not pass by one mitzvah to do another. So the example, the case in point, is that you must remove ashes from the Mizbeach HaPnimi before cleaning the menorah. You remove ashes on the Mizbeach before cleaning the menorah, because when you enter the Heichal, you first encounter the Mizbeach, and only then get to the menorah. So since you're going to the Mizbeach first, you can't forego that mitzvah. That's the first distinct area. The second distinct area is the makom ha-mitzvah, the place. Even though it seemed like the first klal also dealt with the place, I'm going to be very clear. The Gemara in Yuma, on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, a lot of this is in Yuma, the first klal. Yuma Nun Ches Amud Beis tells us when there are two possible places to perform a mitzvah. Two possible places, you should not skip over the first of those two places you arrive at. Specifically referring to sprinkling of the blood on the Mizbeach, what's called Hazah with an Aleph. Hazah, sprinkling of the blood on the Mizbeach, which should be done first in the southeast corner of the Mizbeach, and only afterwards continue the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. We all sitting here know this because we say these words in davening every single day of our lives. It's called Karbanos. So that's the second. And the third area is Zman HaMitzvah. This is just a good also sampling of how to put together a sugya, because whenever you put together any sugya, Iyun and Baba Basra, a Chanukah Chabura, another Chabura, you're just preparing learning, there are certain key questions you have to ask. We've mentioned this in Night Chabura in 40 topics. Whenever I give shiurim, you always want to ask yourself, because we always aim for clarity, you're always asking yourself, what's the zman of the mitzvah? Where does the mitzvah need to be performed? So that's makom. Who are the gavra, hachayev, and hamischayev? Does it only apply to men, and therefore it's mitzvah sheish zman grama? Does it also apply to women? So the third is the zman ha-mitzvah. In a situation where there are two appropriate zmanim to do a particular mitzvah, and you do have this in some mitzvos, you should not pass by the first zman just out of laziness and carelessness. The case in point is tomorrow's amud in the Landers Bikias Blitz with yours truly, our 4 or 5 month long program. The Gemara in Megillah Vav Amud Beis tells us, in a leap year, like this one, you should have really read the Megillah in Adar Rishon, because of Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos. Ella, the Gemara says, that you don't, because of the competing svara of Mismach Geula LeGeula Adif. You have the Geula of Purim, you have the Geula of Pesach, and you try to juxtapose one Geula to the next. The second of the Klal HaMitzvos, which is very short, called Bizui Mitzvah, disgracing, degrading a mitzvah. So we've had Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos, and now the second one, Bizui Mitzvah. We always start with Chumash. Always, always, always. The Pasuk in Parshas Achrimos, Vayikra, Perak Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel, talks about Kisui Hadam, V'shafach Es Damo, V'chisahu Be'afar. The Torah tells us, and the Gemara in Chulin, the next of the Mekoros, the Gemara in Chulin, on Daf Peizayin Amud Aleph, Peizayin Amud Aleph tells us that Kisui Hadam, covering the blood after shechting an animal, is only after shechting a chayor or oaf. This is chulin peizayin amud aleph. You do kisui adam after shechting a chayor or an oaf, not a behema. Comes the Gemara and says, whoever pours the blood, Misha Shafach Yechase, whoever covers the blood, whoever pours the blood should cover the blood. And you should not cover it with your feet, Lo Yechasenu Beregel, because that's a disgrace to the mitzvah, not with another part of your body, because that's a disgrace to the mitzvah. Similarly, the Gemara in Shabbos for the upcoming Yontif, my personal favorite from the whole year, the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chav Beis tells us, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Am Rabbi Yasi, Asur Lahartzos Maos Keneged Ner Chanukah. You may not count lahartzos, lahartzot. You may not count money. You may not count money by the light of the Ner Chanukah. It'll be black soon. Mark my words. Also, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, gives an interesting example. Rosh Hashanah has 35 blot. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, tells us that you may rinse and clean a shofar with water. You need to clean a shofar? Clean it with water, rinse it with water, but not urine, not mei raglayim, out of kavod, shelo yehe mitzvos bezuyos alav. We say this in Ein Kelokeinu also, we say this in Pitamak Torres, that in a she'ein machnisim mei raglayim into the mikdash, mipnei hakavod. So that also, that's the same idea, that all comes from, these are pillars of shas, that comes from the klal known as bizui mitzvah, disgracing and degrading a mitzvah. Klal number three, we're rolling right along. Klal number three, einos in mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Sounds familiar to those in the night chabura from this past Thursday night, the shiur on Shas Bavli's greatest hits, the Royam and Moed. So the Pasuk in Parshas Naso tells us, and you might want to write it down in two different places. So you have it right in 5,000 years Torah history on Monday, and you have it in night chabura on Thursday. The Pasuk in Parshas Naso, Bamidbar, Perakeh, Pasuk Chaf Dalid, tells us, talking about the Sota, Vihishka es Ha'isha, es Mei Hamarim Hama'arim. You give the woman to drink, possibly wayward woman who has cheated on her husband after secluding herself with another man, you want to test it out. So you give her to drink from the bitter waters. Bitter and cursed waters. Comes the Gemara in Sota, on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, one of the central Gemaras, one of the two in Shas, but one of the, there are more Gemaras about Einos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, I meant one of the two central Gemaras in Shas, Sota Daf Ches and Psachim Kuf Yadalit. So Sota, we're going to quote both, of course. So the Gemara in Sota Daf Ches Amud Aleph tells us, Ein Mashkin Shtei Sotos Ka'achas. You do not give two Sotas at the same time, two potential Sotas, Daniel. You don't give them to drink at one time. You're not going to be able to encourage both of them to follow through in the process of being checked as a potential sota. The second Gemara in Shas, the main one that deals with Enos and Mitzvos, Chavilos, you're not supposed to do Mitzvos in bunches. Give each Mitzvah its personal attention, like we do here in Yeshiva. Every Talmud is personal attention. The Gemara in Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Dalid Amud Beis tells us, if you only have lettuce and you need to use it, this chasa, this lettuce, you need to use it for both karpas and maror. So what do? So the Gemara quotes a machlokis amoraim. The Gemara quotes a machlokis between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Rav Huna holds that if you only have lettuce and you need to use it for both karpas and maror, Rav Huna says the first time you eat it, you make a brei pri adama, you make a ha'adama. The second time you eat it, you make an alachilas maror. That's Rav Huna. Rav Chisda, who we paskin like Rav Chisda, disagrees and says, the first time you eat it, you make two brachos. Bori pri adama and alachilas maror, both of them. The second time, you don't make any brachos. You don't make any bracha. And that's a discussion there of how that fits in. The Gemara in brachos, on daf mem tes amud aleph, Memtes Amud Aleph, and tells us that you should not conclude, this is in the seventh parak, parak Shol Shesh Achlu, that deals primarily with Zimun. The Gemara says that you should not conclude a bracha with two endings, because it's a violation of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Give each mitzvah its proper due, that you should not do mitzvos in bunches. Unless, with one exception, Isaac, unless it's Me'inyan Echad. It's related in yonim, related topics. So then you can be Messiah, you can conclude with two endings. Like we do. Mikadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim. Mikadesh HaShabbos, if it's a Yontif Shabbos, Yontif Shcholios b'Shabbos, you can't possibly have the other way around. I know people call it the other way around. There's no such thing as a Shabbos Shcholios v'Yontif. Shabbos is one of the oldest things we have. right? We joked last week, God rested on the 7th because he played me on the 6th, and one t-shirt. So aside being ultimate chutzpah to the Ribono Shel Olam, to the Eibishter himself, it is quite clever. I did laugh the first time I saw it. But again, you can have two chasimas, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim. There is a third Gemara of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, and we'll close the third klal with this. The Gemara in Psachim, and of Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Ein Omrim Shtei Kedushos Al Kos Echad. You shouldn't use the same kos for Kiddush and Birch Samazon because it's a violation of what we'll call Chavilos. Again, it's different than the Shtei Chasimos. It's talking about what you are using the kos for. Good. Klal number four. Oseik b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. If you're involved in one mitzvah, you are pater, you're exempt from performing another mitzvah at that same time. The Mishnah in Sukkah, and Daf Chaf Hei, this is the second parak of Sukkah, parak HaYashin, tells us that one who's on the way to do a mitzvah, Limud HaTorah, Kabbalas Pnei Rabo B'Regel, Pidyon Shvuyim, redeeming captives, he is pater from Yeshiva B'Sukkah. That's why it's in Masach HaSukkah, in parak HaYashin Tachas Amita. He's pater from Yeshiva B'Sukkah. We know this from a pasuk that we recite multiple times every day, B'Shiftecha V'Veisecha, that you're only chayav if you're sitting home doing nothing. But, Uvalechtecha V'Aderech, if you're on your way to perform a mitzvah, we assume that Uvalechtecha V'Aderech applies to mitzvah, so you're on your way to do a mitzvah, so then you're pater. But another pasuk is quoted in the Gemara in Sukkah, in that sugya on Daf Chaf Hei. The pasuk from Parshas Baha'aloscha, Pasuk in Parshas Baaloscha tells us by Pesach Sheni, Vayihi Anoshim, there were people, Asher Hayu Tmeim LeNefesh Adam. Some people were not able to bring Karban Pesach the first time around because they were Nosei Arono Shel Yosef Hayu. They were bearers of the coffin, of Yosef's coffin, coffin bearers of Yosef, who instructed Klal Yisrael in Parshas Vayichi, Vahali Semesat Mosayim Yizeh Itchem. He was really instructing more than just one or two people. Instructing really Dore Doros to get my body out of here. Don't leave me in Mitzrayim. Al Tikbereni B'Mitzrayim. The Halisem Parshas Vayechi tells us, the Halisem Esat Musayim Yizeh Itchem, they could not become Tahor that quickly because they weren't just Oseik B'Mitzvah. They were Oseik B'Meis Mitzvah. And for those, again, doing Megillah, another shout-out, Gimel Amud Beis, Meis Mitzvah trumps every single mitzvah. Meis Mitzvah is one of the greatest mitzvahs that you can do. Kavanah Meis is one of the, if not the greatest mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah that's purely a giving mitzvah. You expect nothing in return because you know you're not going to get anything from the person you're doing the mitzvah for. But that's actually the next Gemara we're going to quote. But they were Oseik B'Meis Mitzvah, which is on a higher level than ordinary Oseik B'Mitzvah. We know that from, as we said before, Megillah, Gimel, and Beis, that Meis Mitzvah beats out any other mitzvah when there's a conflict. Comes the Gemara in Brachos, on Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, and quotes the real prototype for Oseik B'Mitzvah, which is Kriyashma. Kriyashma is the example for Oseik B'Mitzvah, Patim and HaMitzvah, Brachos, Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, at the top, as opposed to a Chasam, Belel Rishon. Chassan gets married, so he's putter from certain mitzvahs because he's oseik in the tirda of be'ilas mitzvah, of having relations, which is a tirda de mitzvah. It's a mental tirda. He's focused, his mind is focused on the first night of marriage. Kriyashma is the opposite of that. Kriyashma is something that he's putter from, but Kriyashma is something which is not a tiered of the mitzvah. It's not something that, where you're focused on doing something for somebody else or doing something with somebody else. In this case, Kriyat Shema is just you. The fifth klal is a Hidur mitzvah. Again, these are all major and some of the biggest, some of the largest sugyas in the entire Shas Bavli. Hidur mitzvah. Hidur mitzvah is very related to our upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah, and I'm sure, even though it was on my suggested Chabura topics list, you could choose from that, you could choose your own. So it comes up in Chanukah, it also comes up in Dal Minim by Sukkis, it comes up all over Shas, it comes from Hidur Mitzvah, comes from the Pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach. The Pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach, Shmos Perek Tesvav Pasuk Beis, Zeh Keli Ve'Anveyu, and says the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, Shabbos has 24 Prakim, this is the 19th Perek of Shabbos, Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, says at the top of Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, Hisnael lefanav b'mitzvos. Beautify, glorify Hashem with mitzvos. Zekeli vanveyu hisnael lefanav b'mitzvos. And the Gemara lists about a half a dozen examples of what to or how to beautify. This is my God, and I will glorify Him. I say lefun of lulav noya, pick the nicest lulav, hider mitzvah. Sukkah noya, build the nicest sukkah. Shofar noya, sefer Torah noya. That's why the next mark, or the Mishnah in Sukkah, at the beginning of Perek Lulav HaGazel, the Mishnah in Sukkah, at the beginning of the third Perek, tells us, this is Chavtes Amid Beis, Masecha Sukkah, Chavtes Amid Beis, the Mishnah, that a Lulav HaYavesh Pasul, because the Perek begins, it's called Lulav HaGazel, Lulav HaGazel VeHaYavesh Pasul. So Lulav HaGazel, the Gemara deals with, that it's a mitzvah habav avera. You can't steal and then use that chefza, use that object to do a mitzvah with it. But the lulav hayavesh is a problem of hider mitzvah. Lo amesim yahaluka. This lulav looks like a mace. The Rush says that. The Rush lulav hagazel says that. It's a mace. It's dry. A lulav hayavesh is puzzle because of hider mitzvah. Comes the Gemara in Shabbos, which you quoted before, Kuflam and Gimel and Beis, but add something. What does it add? Ari, it adds the nature of Hidur Mitzvah. What is the nature, Yesh Lachkor, the classic Hakira by Hidur Mitzvah? The Gemara, by getting to the nature, illustrates it with an example, by Mila, which is the other major sugya in Shas that this comes up, and that's why it comes up in the 19th Perek of Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis that as long as the Mohel in a Mila is involved with the Maisa HaMila, he's in the middle of doing the Mila, he is allowed to, on Shabbos, during the week you're obviously allowed to go back, but on Shabbos he's allowed to go back and fix both the tzitzin hama'akvin asamila, the strands of skin that prevent him from fulfilling the mitzvah bishlei Musa, as well as the tzitzin she'inon ma'akvin asamila, both types of strands of skin. But if he was pirish, if he separated himself from the act, he put down his ismal, he put down his knife, put down his utensil that he's doing the mila with. If he was pirish, he separated himself from the maisa mila. He can only go back and correct the tzitzin hama'akvin asamila, only those strands of skin that prevent him from fulfilling the mitzvah, not the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin. The whole issue with pirish chozer, or pirish eno chozer, is when you're performing a bris mila on Shabbos. During the week, this would not be a question. You're allowed to go back no matter what. The entire issue for Pirish Chozer is for the sake of Hidur Mitzvah. No one's going to say anything, for a couple of reasons, but no one's going to say anything if you leave the strands of skin, but the Maisa Mila is done. You make an Awa Mila and then you perform the Mitzvah. There are a few reasons why no one would say anything, but no one's coming that close. But also, the entire issue for Pirish Chozer is for the sake of Hidur Mitzvah. But that would only be worthy of being Chozer for if it's an integral part, an integral component of the mitzvah. So here's the chakira. Is Hidur Mitzvah, gets to the very nature of Hidur Mitzvah. Is Hidur Mitzvah, on the one hand, the first tzad of the chakira, is Hidur Mitzvah part and parcel of the original mitzvah? Or it's separate and distinct? This was actually my bar mitzvah drasha, because my birthday, my bar mitzvah is close to Hanukkah, on the way, a few weeks before Hanukkah. So this was Hidur Mitzvah, and I started with the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph, which is also, that's the difference between Neri Shabbeso and Mahajim and Mahajim. This comes up in so many sugyas and shots. That's the first. Or is it separate and distinct from the original mitzvah? A chakira without a nafkamina is just philosophy, so we need to provide a nafkamina. So what's the nafkamina here? The nafkamina here is whether Hidur Mitzvah of Mila is Docha Shabbos. Not the mitzvah, but whether Hidur mitzvah is Docha Shabbos, right? By Yom HaShmini, Imo Basar Lasso, the Pasuk in Parshas Tazria tells us, and the Gemara Darshan is by Yom HaFilu the Shabbos. That's when you have a Mila Bismana, a Mila that comes out on time. When you have a Mila Shalom Bismana, or forget about Mila Shalom Bismana, when you want to go back just to clean up the act, the Maisa Mila, so this is for Hidur Mitzvah, it's a question of whether Hidur Mitzvah of Mila is Docha Shabbos. Comes the Gemara in Gittin, on Daf Chaf, and tells us, Gittin Daf Chaf, and says, if you were supposed to write Shem Hashem, gives an example in the middle of the Amud there, if you were supposed to, the top third or middle of the Amud, if I remember correctly, if you're supposed to write Shem Hashem, and you thought you were supposed to write the word Yehuda, so instead of Yud Kei Vav Kei, you were supposed to write Yehuda, you leave out the Dalet in Yehuda, So what you ended up writing was correct. Your kavana was wrong. But the Sefer Torah or the Get will not look mahudar. So that's a problem of Hidur Mitzvah. Number six, the quick sugya of Zrizin Makdimin L'Mitzvos, which overlaps with the first of the Klali HaMitzvos that we did, Ein Ma'avir and Al Mitzvos. Zrizin Makdimin L'Mitzvos comes from the Pasuk in last week's Parsha, Parshas Vayera. The Pasuk in Parshas Vayera, by the Akedah, Bereishis Perach HaBeis Shvi of Vayera, Bereishis Perach HaBeis Pasuk Gimel, tells us, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, yes, it is true, because Avram Yishachris Yitzchak corresponds to Menchon Yaakov Mariv. That's where we get, this is the Pasuk in the Torah, we get the idea of Hashkama Minyanim in shuls all over planet Earth. It comes from Vayashkem Avraham Baboker. Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, Vayachavosh Eschamuro, he saddled his donkey. Saddled is one of those, or the phrase saddled his donkey is one of those phrases that we knew when we were in first grade but had no idea what it meant. And we just knew the translation. So there are words like that in Chumash, right? Saddled the donkey. We didn't know what saddling was when we were 6 or 7, but yet we knew that that's what it meant. So, Dinizdare's Avram Avinu Likayim Mitzvah Sabore, the word from Zeros, we speak something with alacrity, being quick to the mitzvah. V'yalkein, Avshe Kol Yom Kasher L'Mila. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Megillah, certain mitzvos are kasher kol ayom, certain mitzvos are kasher kol alayla. So mila is given as one of the examples of a mitzvah, shekasher kol ayom. V'alkein, af shekol yom, kasher l'mila, zrizin makdimin l'mitzvos. You try to do the mila as early in the morning as you can. Comes the Gemara in Psachim, on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Psachim, Daf Dalet, and tells us, which you have in front of you, quotes this pasuk and clarifies its parameters. The ein zrizin makdimin ela mishas chiyuv hamitzvah. The klal of zrizin makdimin lamitzvah psachim dalid teaches us that it only applies alacrity towards a mitzvah, being quick towards a mitzvah, eager to do a mitzvah, only applies from the time, the zman, that the mitzvah is relevant. Why didn't he go out at night? So you see from here, the zrizin makdimin lamitzvah only applies from the shas chiyuv hamitzvah, and mila is by Yom HaShmini, Yom HaVasar HaLasso, or other examples of mitzvot that are only by Yom, you have to wait for the Yom. Klal number 7, Shlichus in all of Shas. Mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho. Mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho. This is the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, the beginning of the second parak. The beginning of the second parak deals with Shlichus. Most of the second parak deals with sugyas of Shlichus. Not just Shlichus, but Ein or Yeh Shliach L'dvar Aveira. So the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Mishnah in Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph tells us, Ha'ish Mekadesh Bo Vishlucho, Ha'ish Miskadesh Bo Vishlucho, Ha'ish Mekadesh Bito Kishihinara Bo Vishlucho. The Mishnah tells us you can be Mekadesh and Isha either by yourself or through a Shaliach, by yourself or by proxy. We teach both to teach us Mitzvah Bo Yoseri Vishlucho. There's a great story, I don't know if it's true or it's not, we'll tell after the Shiur on the way down to Seder, about the Gra performing a miracle based on this Mishnah. There's a story in Vilna. A lot of people say that it's true. From Dori Doros, they said that the story happened, but we'll tell that off the recording on the way down. It's appropriate for Shir, we just don't have time, on the way down to afternoon Seder. But my face from the great, 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 grand Rebbe. So 10 generations, or 11, 12, depending on how far back you are. So mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho, it's better to do the mitzvah yourself than to appoint a shaliach. The Gemara is clear, the Mishnah is clear about that. The entire question here is whether this concept applies to machshirei mitzvah as well. Does it apply, this is the key point here, does it apply to preparatory stages of the mitzvah as well? We just got off talking about bris mila, by hider mitzvah. The part of the mitzvah that's machshirei mitzvah are making sure that the mila is set up correctly. Machshirei mila are not docha Shabbos, but maybe it's better to do it by yourself than appoint a shaliach. Maybe it applies to machshirei mitzvah as well, not just the guf ha-mitzvah. Since according to the Rush in Ksubis, Perek Aleph, Simon Yud Beis, the Rush in Ksubis, this is in opening Machlokas Rishonim, you can quote as an intro to a Maseches Kedushin shir, because it has to do with Kedushin, with Erisin, otherwise known as Kedushin, and Nisuin. And it also could be a first shiur from Maseches Ksuvos. It's a great intro shiur. It's one of those intro shiur that you can give. This applies to Nezikin also. You can give the same shiur for a number of Masechtas. But the Rosh in Ksuvos, Perek Aleph Simen Yud Beis, tells us, Kiddushin is a hechsher mitzvah to Peru Revu. The same way that building a sukkah, binyan sukkah, is a hechsher mitzvah to yeshiva b'sukkah. Comes the Netziv. And the Rambam disagrees, by the way. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishos points out that, no, getting married is an actual mitzvah. It's not a hechsher mitzvah. There's machlokas Rosh and the Rambam. It's not a hechsher mitzvah. It's a mitzvah itself. The Netziv, quoted in the She'iltas, takes a middle approach. That there are two types of machshiri mitzvah. Says the Netziv, there's a hechsher mitzvah, hakasuv batorah, a preparatory mitzvah that's written in the Torah, that's beferish in the Torah. And then there's a hechsher mitzvah, she'ino kasuv batorah. We say, for example, the first category would be Hechsher Mitzvah Sukkah Sabbat Torah is Sukkah and Tzitzis. V'asu lahem Tzitzis. You haven't worn it yet, but you're making the Tzitzis. Tying everything we spoke about in 40 topics 2 weeks ago. There's also by Binyan Sukkah. Chag HaSukkos Ta'asa L'chashiv HaSyamim Ba'as B'cha Migar Necho Mi'ikvecha. We also did this in Halacha. On a Wednesday night, Motzi Rosh Hashanah. Remember that one? So, The Torah speaks about building a sukkah. Building the sukkah is not the mitzvah. Yeshiva sukkah is the mitzvah. And then you have the second type, the hechsher mitzvah she'ino kasuv batorah. The Torah does not spell it out. That's lulav and shofar. Making a lulav, getting it ready for sukkahs, getting it ready for halal, and shofar as well. That's shlichos. Klal number 8 out of 10. Mitzvos tzrichos kavana. This is one of the most central sugyas in my personal favorite Masechta and Shas, Maseches Brachos, but also one of the most fundamental Masechtas in all of Shas, because the Mishnah and Gemara and Brachos on Daf Yud Gimel, beginning of the second parak, Parakaya Koriva Torah, the Giyaz Manamikra, Im Kivim Libo Yatzah, Vim Lav Lo Yatzah, and then the Gemara goes off to a Shlamina, Mitzvah Srichos Kavana. We learn from here that Mitzvah Srichos Kavana, you can fulfill Mitzvah Kriya Shema by reading it out of the Torah. This is what the Gemara and Brachos, Daf Yud Gimel, tells us. Read it out of the Torah at Zman Kriyashma if you have Kavana to be Yotze, but you need that Kavana. The Kavana you must have is a general Kavana, that I should be Yotze the Mitzvah at this particular time. However, there's a Stira. It's contradicted upon by the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Ches speaks about the Mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar and says, when it comes to Tekiah Shofar, Omar Rabbah, Hatokeh L'Shir Yotzeh, if you blow Niggun of the Week instead of Tashrat, you're not Yotzeh. But according to this, Hatokeh L'Shir Yotzeh, it must be that this Shita holds, I'm just telling you Allah HaLamaisa, if you blow Niggun of the Week or the Hass Concerts version of Yankel Doodle as opposed to Yankee Doodle where they put in like Jewish-sounding music, it's Gewaldik, I was listening to it on the Poland bus, I'll send it to anybody who wants, but it's just a geschmack 3-minute listen. Anyway, mitzvos ein srichos kavana, you learn from this opinion of Amar Rabbah hatokea l'shir yatza. If you blow a song instead of tekiah shvarim trua tekiah shvarim trua, you're yotze. It must be shvamina mitzvos ein srichos kavana. How do you resolve the stira? So it's obviously different, because the mitzvah is shmia, as opposed to the maisa, as opposed to what you would have expected from shofar without knowing anything. You just open the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Your first day as part of the Jewish people was Hayom HaRas Olam, it was Rosh Hashanah. You would expect the mitzvah to fall on the Tokeya, but it's not. There's the Shomea and the Mashmia. It doesn't fall on the Mashmia, it falls on the Shomea. That's because the mitzvah is Shmia, so it's a different type of mitzvah altogether. Even if you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichos kavana. Comes Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos on Daf Yud Beis in the Dapi Arif, and says, that's fine with neutral kavana. Neutral kavana, that's okay. However, when you have specific kavana, shelo latzeis, you have a negative kavana, what we call kavana not to be yotzei mitzvah, then you're definitely not yotzei. So the truth is that we hold mitzvos ein srichos kavana, halacha l'maisa. But we don't say it's okay if you have negative kavana, kavana shelo latzeis. So then you're definitely not yotzei. It's similar to the Ran in Rosh Hashanah The Ran in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Amud Beis, in the Dapi Arif, tells us, Kol hamiskavein l'mitzvah acheres, eino yotzei dechavasa. Anybody who has kavana to do another mitzvah, that's tantamount to negative kavana. That's tantamount to kavana shelo latzeis, because your kavana was removed and directed to something else. Klal number 9. We're almost at the finish line. Klal number 9. Mitzvah haba b'avera, which we alluded to when we spoke about lulav hagazel. Lulav hayavesh is either mitzvah. Lulav hagazel, the reason why it's no good, the Gemara says b'feirish in Sukkah daf lamed, chavtesim abeis spilling over the lamed, mitzvah haba b'avera. Mitzvah haba b'avera comes up in not just Sukkah daf chavtesim abeis, and not just lamed amid aleph, but also lamed aleph amid beis. A lulav hagazel and a lulav of avodah zarah and irah midachas a little bit later in the third parak. Not too much later, but about a blot and a half, two blot in. And Ir and Idachas are all puzzle, but not because of a lack of Lachem. Right? Not because of Lachem, rather because it's a mitzvah bav avera. You cannot do an avera and then use that chefza to perform a mitzvah with it. Comes the Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah Shin Chaf Hei, 325, and gives us a fundamental yesod about mitzvahs. Says the Minchas Chinuch, there are two types of mitzvos. One type is, that by not doing a mitzvah, that constitutes a bittul hamitzvah. You have made that mitzvah void, you have canceled out that mitzvah. Like by not eating matzah at the Leil HaSeder. That's an example. The other type is, that by not doing a mitzvah, that does not necessarily constitute a bittul hamitzvah. It's just not a kiyum hamitzvah. It's not anything negative, it's just not positive. Like by Yeshiva B'Sukkah. How do we understand which type a certain mitzvah is? So this is, we'll cut right to the chase and give the clear answer. It depends. If what you're lacking, if the chisaron is in the cheftza of the mitzvah, so then mitzvah bav avera does apply because it gets to the root of the actual mitzvah. It gets to the cheftza, the actual gufa mitzvah. Whereas if you hold that the chisaron in the asiyas hamitzvah is in the gavra and not the chefta, it might seem like a classic gavra chefta chakira, but it's a little bit deeper than that, as we've been explaining. If it's a chisaron, if what you lack is in the gavra, then mitzvah v'avera does not apply. Comes Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz in Psachim Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. Psachim Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. And Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz tells us that mitzvah v'avera applies specifically to mitzvah shel ritzoi, when you're trying to appease Hashem, you're trying to appease God, and do a mitzvah that will be lefnei Hashem, like lulav, like karbanos, parshas and sefer vayikra. Mitzvah ba'avera applies specifically to mitzvos shel ritzoi, where you're trying to appease Hashem. And finally, shiva finally, the tenth and final klal of all of the tariyat mitzvos throughout Shas is hamaschil b'mitzvah, someone who begins a mitzvah, Omrim lo gmor, we tell him to finish. This comes from the Pasuk in Parshas Ekev. The Pasuk in Parshas Ekev, Dvarim, Paraches, Pasuk Aleph. Kol ha-mitzvah. It applies to me too. Kol ha-mitzvah, asher anochi mitzaveh eschem, tishmerun la'asos, sheyase kol ha-mitzvah v'lo miktsasa. Don't be a half Jew. Do the full mitzvah. This concept, interestingly enough, does not appear in Talmud Bavli. It does not appear in Shas. The Talmud Yerushalmi, though, has it three times. The Yerushalmi tells us in Psachim, in the Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah, as well as in the Yerushalmi Megillah. Psachim, Rosh Hashanah, and Megillah. But the meaning might be slightly different than originally. Because the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Siman Tav Kuf Tzadi Beis, Se'if Dalit tells us, Zesha Tokea Kishahin Yoshvin, Tokea Al Seder Habrachos. Hamaschil Mitzvah Omrim Lo Gemar. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That when you, the person who blows the Tekios to Miyushav, there are different shuls that have different minhagim about this, but he should be Tokea Al Seder Habrachos. He should blow during Shemona Esrei also. Other people have different minhagim. This also relates to the Pasuk in Yoshua. We do Nach here too. The Pasuk in Yoshua, Perachav Dalet, the end of Sefer Yoshua, tells us, Pasuk Lamed Beis, that Ella shlo hispik, lefi shlo hispik legomra. Ugemura valo Moshe levado nisasek bahem. It's talking about elevating and bringing out Yosef's bones from Mitzrayim. So, v'esat mos Yosef asher helu b'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim kavru b'shchem. But it was Yisrael who was involved in it, so it's Nikrei Sal Shalom. They were the last people to take out the bones out of Mitzrayim. Comes Rashi in Parshas Matos and asks the question of, why did Pinchas go in Parshas Matos and not Elazar to fight the war with Midian? Because the pasuk says, "Vayishlach Osam Moshe Elef Lamatela Tavosam Osam V'es Pinchas Ben Elazar Hakohen Latzava." He went to the Tzava to fight the war with Midian. Is because Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Misha Hischil B'Mitzvah Yigmor. Whoever begins the mitzvah should finish the mitzvah. That's Pinchas. And that's why Pinchas is held to such a high standard, even though he was a Kanai. That's why Pinchas is held to such a high standard in the Torah.